Hello and welcome to this special budget podcast. I am your host Jitendra Kumar Gupta and I will be talking about the infrastructure sector. Infrastructure and defense are two important propellers of growth, typically attracting bulk of the attention in every union budget. This time as well, predominantly in the light of COVID-19, the focus of budget 2021 is expected to remain on these two sectors in a bid to revive the capex cycle and possibly sometime later kickstart the private capex cycle. However, there are challenges. Large state fiscal deficit could hamper projects that are dependent on the state funding or state projects. The lukewarm response from the private players in the light of balance sheet issues and liquidity had added a new challenge for the ambitious National Infrastructure Pipeline, as we know NIP, which has envisaged an investment of close to ₹111 lakh crore. Even more, under the NIP, the government is aiming for a share of 21% from the private sector and another 40% from the states. It is in this light of the resource crunch that the focus could also emerge on the overseas borrowings or overseas bonds, or creating some sort of an SPV or an institution that facilitates fundraising through this route. It is learned from the industry that the projects worth ₹44 lakh crore are already implemented and rest supposed to be spent before the fiscal 24-25 are facing challenges. Post the pandemic, the ground realities are different. These projects are facing several challenges, would likely face many issues related to funding, timely execution, availability of the workforce, working capital funding, and lack of long-term financing. It would be interesting to see how some of these issues are addressed in the budget. Within infrastructure, the road sector would continue to remain a focus area and the government's major thrust. On the funding front, there could be initiatives to monetize the existing NHAI assets or other innovative ways in which the funds can be generated or garnered to finance the ambitious government programs for the construction of roads, bridges, ports, airports, and others. Urban infrastructure would see some priority, and things like development of the municipal bonds and performance-linked spending would be in the focus to develop urban infrastructure, which would help generate employment and attract migrant labor back to cities. Innovative ways to monetize land in urban areas could be another solution that the budget might consider in the light of lack of funding to develop urban infrastructure, particularly attracting private participation and viability gap funding for the large projects. So stay logged on to Money Control for news and updates. Thanks for listening.